866-4444, and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
New at Steak and Shake, the two for $3 value menu. Mix and match steak burgers like the All-American, the Spicy Chipotle, the Smoky Barbecue, or the Swiss and Mushroom, or a grilled cheese, a steak frank, or a medium fries. Pick any two for $3. Steak and Shake on Hart Street, Vincennes.
It's the biggest day of your life, your wedding day. You spend months planning to make your special day the fairy tale you've always dreamed about. So don't miss the Daviess County Bridal Fair, March 18th, 11 to 3, at the Community Building in Eastside Park in Washington. Photographers, rental halls, caterers, DJs, and more. Don't miss this great opportunity. March 18th, doors open at 11, and brides-to-be, you'll have a chance to win a honeymoon trip to Myrtle Beach. So don't miss it.
Join Planet Fitness today and get the PF Black Card for just $21.99 a month. You'll get all the great stuff you always get. Plus, you can work out at any location. Bring a workout buddy every time and use massage chairs, tanning, and more. Get all the awesome PF Black Card perks for just $21.99 a month. Join in-club or online at planetfitness.com. The world judges. We don't. Planet Fitness. Be free.
Get the PF Black Card for no money down with no commitment now through February 28th.
Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
The Original Company Radio Stations presents Comedy Night in Vincennes, featuring Bob and Tom comedians Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com, with a full cash bar from Willie's Pub and French Lick's very own Joe Dirt lookalike as a bartender. And after the show, we'll have karaoke and a meet and greet. Comedy Night in Vincennes with Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Buy tickets now at tocbigdeals.com.
We know the day's coming when your loved one can no longer care for themselves and needs long-term care. At the Lyons Health and Living Center in Lyons, Indiana, your loved one is treated with respect and dignity. We know that you want the best care for your family member and must trust others for that care. Call Melinda Barnhill at 812-659-1440 for a tour and meet the staff. You'll see that Lyons Health and Living Center is worth the drive.
You know what's convenient? If you're a soybean grower, what's convenient is Zidua Pro Herbicide. That's because you get fast and complete burn down together with up to 2 weeks longer residual than other herbicides and three sites of action for broad spectrum weed control plus built-in resistance management. All in one convenient jug. And that turns out to be very inconvenient for pigweed, water hemp, and mare's tail. Contact your local BASF rep today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. I'm your host, Bill Pollack, for the Big Ten Today, each weekday right here on WAOV. The Big Ten Conference is legendary with some of the most competitive teams in college athletics. Me and my team are here to keep you updated on all of them. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on the Talk of the Town, WAOV 97. 7.7 FM.
This community event on WAOV, presented by First Vincent Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank, member FDIC. Memorial's Caring Hand Senior Services in Jasper supports an Alzheimer's disease and dementia caregiver support group on the first Wednesday of each month. That'll be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. That's at the lower level of Memorial Hospital in Conference Room A at Memorial Hospital in Jasper. Weather presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. Download the Y's new free mobile app to access pool and fitness classes, schedules, and other program information easily from your phone. The app is available for Apple and Android users. The 97.7 WAOV forecast. Now we're looking for rain in the forecast today, a high near 59. Rain again tonight, low near 53. Rain tomorrow and breezy conditions with a high near 58 on Thursday. Then turning sunny on Friday with a high of 48, 51 Saturday, 54 by Sunday. Join us right here for Knox County Today. Every weekday morning at 10, it's Knox County Today on 97.7 WAOV.
Well, Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It's the 3 o'clock hour. This is Cher Elliott of the Original Company radio station. And I missed last week, so I'm excited to be back. I'm joined by my buddy Greg Grizzly from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, how you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Good, good. It's a little bit dreary out there, but hey, it's warm, right? We got to find the positives.
That's right. That's right. No ice or snow today, so.
Absolutely. And what is it? April showers bring May flowers. How about February rain brings what? Sunshine and warm? Does that sound good?
Well, we'll
go with that.
It works.
There you go. There you go. All right. So it's Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour. We're here each week with Ask the Designer Talk Show, where we listen to what you want to know about. We talk about designing, decorating, entertaining, recipes, all kinds of great stuff here. But we're always looking for new topics or ideas to discuss. So if you have an idea or suggestion, you can reach out to us. There's a couple different ways. You can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo. That's especially for us. Takes us to our page. And at the bottom, you can actually fill out a little note and send it in. You can just say a topic, or if you have a particular question, we want to know what you want to know about. So be sure and send those ideas in to us. You can also call me here at the station, 812-882-6060, and ask for me. I'll be glad to talk with you and take your question. Or, of course, you can always contact Greg direct at Regal Furniture. And, Greg, how can people get a hold of you?
812-886-4444.
Awesome, awesome. So we're here to help you. The 3 o'clock local hour each day here on WAOV. Lots of exciting information. Tuesdays are the Mark and Mark Show. Wednesday, of course, you know, as I like to say, the cool kids are here on Wednesday. And Thursday are the lawyers with Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan. And Friday, Laura Ariel from the Vincennes Animal Shelter and the Bow Wow Meow Hour is here with you. So lots of great stuff going on. But so this week, Greg, you know, I kind of hinted that I'm a little excited for spring. So what's our topic today?
Well, we're going to talk about, you know, when we get ready for spring, you know, we've been through a dreary winter.
Uh-huh.
We need to punch the house up.
Yep.
Need to do some things that's going to help freshen up the house a little bit. So, you know, where do we start? Where do we start? What are we going to do this year?
Yeah.
You know, how are we going to do it?
Yeah.
That's why I have a job.
And that's why we lean on you, because you always have great ideas. And, you know, I brag on you with this, but what amazes me is you always have an answer for a situation regardless of somebody's budget. You find a way regardless of what they're mm-hmm. willing to spend or what they can spend. You find something somehow, some way to get them what they're looking for, and that's pretty awesome. I really enjoy that with you.
We can't say regardless of any budget. You know, the TV shows when they used to do that switching places and
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Right.
And they'd redo a living room for $500. I can't do that. You know, that was one of the worst things that ever happened in the interior design field, because they showed that show and they said, we did this room for $500. Well, they didn't tell you that they covered foam squares for furniture, and it may look good on TV, but it wasn't going to be usable. It wasn't practical. So,
yeah.
You know, there has to be usability, practicality, and you know, all that in it. And interior design is a lot of times blamed for being expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to think that you get quality work.
Right, right.
And the difference in the quality work is that it lasts a longer period of time.
Right. And we've talked about a lot about that with the furniture. When we're selecting our furniture, how
right.
important it is to understand the quality that you're getting and the longevity of it, and then measuring that against the price point. So, yeah.
Well, and the rest of that story even goes into it, like window treatments. You know,
mm-hmm.
Genesis blinds that we've talked about several times and continue to be the hot seller today.
Right.
There's a lady in this afternoon. She'd never heard of Genesis blinds. And she has a shop that has all glass across the front. And she said her shop is so hot, she can't hardly stand stay in it.
Yeah.
And the people there aren't comfortable either. Well, the new Genesis shades, you know, they are a woven material. They're a polymer. So they're washable with, like, Dawn detergent and water.
Very nice.
So there's not a problem if somebody has little ones with sticky fingers, mm-hmm. or, you know, if you're in a business that's maybe a food business and people would maybe get spill something on the window treatment or something like that, you can still wipe it off and so on. But the key is that these Genesis shades have a great R factor. And the R factor is the way they measure the amount of heat gain and loss you have from a unit, you know.
Yeah.
And the Genesis shades really cut out that heat factor that's in the windows, even better than, like, window tinting.
Oh, wow.
Because it also removes the UV rays. And the UV rays are the things that kill our furniture,
right.
and bleach out our wood. You know, it mm-hmm. even dries out your wood,
right.
causes to blister and bubble and, you know, all that bad stuff. And you don't need that going on.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times, you know, one of the best things you can do for yourself is, you know, maybe look at your windows first. It's very hard to go retail today and find ready-made curtains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a friend that's been searching for weeks and weeks and weeks for ready-made curtains that will fit his windows. Well, they don't fit, or they don't come in the right color, or they don't work this way, or they don't work that way. You know, and it is. There's not as many manufacturers of ready-made drapery as there used to be. Number one, because a lot of people aren't using drapery
right.
today. They're using blinds and shades and, you know, Roman shades and different mm-hmm. looks in window treatments. So, you know, that obviously they're not going to have as many manufacturers around that do, you know, the drapery stuff. So, you know, you're battling an uphill battle trying to go find it.
Sitting,
you know,
on a shelf. Yeah.
Sitting on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah.
And it is. You know, it gets disheartening. You go to the store and you need four strips and they have three in stock. This friend of mine called me last night and that's exactly what I told him. He said, I found some I really liked and they had three strips and I need four, you know. So, you know, it's just, you know, so that, and the sales clerk at the store says, well, you know, if you buy two, then it will automatically reorder, and then you can come back next week and get your other two.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But, Cher, you and I have talked about Dilaw.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So, do you think that's going to work for my friend?
No. No, there's no guarantee that they're going to be the exact same.
There's no guarantee they're going to be the same. So, then he's going to have to return all four. And hope he can get, you know, and who knows how long.
How long, yeah. of a cycle that would go until right. you could get four from the same dye lot, yeah.
Right. And then if you're 30 or 40 miles away from the store where you're going.
True.
And you're making those trips, you know,
over
it's like,
over.
Okay, yeah. You start figuring up your mileage and you stopped, got a sandwich while you were out and
mm-hmm.
took a half a tank of gas. And
mm-hmm. Well, and just the frustration of, you know, you took the time, you found it, and then, like you said, one short, or you buy two and wait for the new two to come in and they don't match. You got to take them all back and try it again. It just, time is valuable. I mean,
right.
Your own time. There's so much, we do so much all the time. We're always go, go, go. So much
right.
going on and trying
right.
to juggle everything at once.
Right.
We have to start valuing our time and factor that in when we're shopping for something, or, you know, find a way mm-hmm. to do it as practically as you can.
This same friend found, last week, he found a pair he liked. They had the right number of strips. The guy had sold it to him, said, oh, these will fit your rods and it'll work just fine. He goes home, and the rod pocket's not big enough for the rod he's got, so he's got to thread it through the top. So if he threads it through the top rod pocket, then it's too long and drags on the floor.
And then you don't get the look of it that you wanted.
Because there's no fabric
mm-hmm.
above the
mm-hmm.
rod.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's back to, so he returned those this week.
Oh, my goodness, how frustrating.
And then found more that they only had three strips of, and, you know, the story goes on and on and on and on.
That's
know?
Why it's always
and
good
says,
to call
I'm not
you.
I'm not going to spend money on custom drapery. Well,
let's think about time and how much you've spent on this already.
Well, and how much time you spent in a car.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
You know.
And the frustration for me, I'd be like, all right, I'm done. I'm not even going to put any curtains on my window. Just heck with it. I'll tape paper over the hole. I'm just not, you know, I'd be so frustrated at that point. I'll just give
We've
in.
We've heard about your patience before.
Yes, yes, Sarah. Yes, you have. Yes, yes, you have. And I don't have any. I own that, yes. I'm getting better, but it's a long way to go.
Yeah. But, you know, so maybe, you know, maybe the first place you need to look at is your windows. Do your windows look tired? Do you not have the proper dressing on your windows? Are you losing heat? Are you losing energy through your window coverings? You know, in the long run, you know, you can spend a little bit more. You make that money back.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. The energy savings alone right now, you know, would be fantastic because, you know, you get this little email from Duke Energy. Oh, guess what? You were over last month's usage. Your bill's going to be higher. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
That's always wanted to know. So, yeah, if you can do little things like invest in these blinds overall, month after month after
right.
month, you're going to be saving more money.
I had a client in Florida, had a living that overlooked the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So every afternoon when the sun went down, their living room and dining room was so hot, you couldn't hardly stand it. Because that sun burned right into through their glass windows. And so we put Genesis shades up for them. They were motorized because they had 40 foot of glass. You know.
Wow.
And they're 8 foot tall.
Wow.
So that sun just came beating in. So the blinds that big, when you get into those sizes, you have to motorize them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it was an expensive project, you know. The second month they had him in, he calls me up and he says, hey, guess what? And I said, what? He said, my electric bill went down $800 last month.
I cannot imagine an electric bill being $800, let alone big enough that you saved $800.
Right,
right. Holy cow. That's insane. But, you know, good. I mean, that was well worth the investment. I'm sure he got his money back real quick if he's saving $800 a month. So.
Yeah, well, and he told me, he said, I really didn't believe you that I'd save a lot of money
sure.
by putting those in.
Sure.
But he said the proof was in the electric bill this month.
There
and
you
he
go.
Said, you know, I'm really happy. So, you know, a lot of times you can do something like that. And, you know, you may not have big windows. You may not save $800 a month. Like you said, most people's electric bill isn't $800 a month anyway. But you can, you know, at least commit to keeping your furniture longer,
mm-hmm.
your wood tables, your wood floors, or your carpeting.
Right. Even the paint on your walls.
That's
because,
right.
Yeah, all of that.
All that's affected by the light that comes in your windows and how much damage it can do. So, you know, that's the first place to look for a spring fix-up because, number one, it's going to pay you back for it.
Right, right. All right, well, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, more about getting ready for spring and sprucing up. So stay tuned.
Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Veteran Streets, Vincennes.
I am the one who resists the tug of popular sentiment.
The Rush Limbaugh radio program.
Greetings, my friends. Great to have you here, Rush Limbaugh, the most listened to radio talk show in America.
Where freedom is our number one priority.
I love this country so much. I love the American people so much. I want this to be the greatest damn place on earth forever.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOV.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month, and then add the channel packs that you want. And your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now. 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
AM And we're back here live in the WAOV studios. You can listen to us on 97.7 FM, AM 1450, and NewsKnoxCounty.com. We're here each Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and I'm joined by Greg Grizzly of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, let us know, where's the store and how can we get a hold of you?
The store is located 102 North 4th Street, corner of 4th and Bestron. Has a big red awning around the outside, so we're pretty easy to find.
Yep.
You can also call and give us a call, 812-886-4444. Particularly if you're interested in the design program, it's really best if we see your house before you come in the store. Then I can be prepared to show you the things that would fit your home or what you're looking at.
That makes sense, instead of, you know, just having you come out first and then come in and look at things. Or, I mean, you them come in and look at things and then you go out to the house. I'm sorry, I'm a little sleepy this afternoon, so.
It works either way, but it's a little bit easier if you come in and let us put something together for you and show you.
Yep. So we have been talking, and of course I'm really excited about this, is spring. It's inching up. And we've had a little taste of it the last couple of days. So this warmer weather has got me excited to freshen up and get some new color going on. And so in the first segment, we talked about the first thing that we should really look at in freshening up and taking care of our window treatments. Lots of things we can do. And
lots of things to do.
And you've got the
good place to add some color if you need it.
Yeah. And so color and blind, we've talked a lot about these blinds before. But so color and blinds is okay. It's good. It's an if you have a more neutral tone wall, having a splash of color on your blinds is a good thing?
Yes, you can have color in your blinds. You just want the outside to be white.
Sure.
Because you don't want different color windows across the front of your house.
Yeah, true.
You know, it just kind of ruins the curb appeal of the house and ruins the look of the house. So you want to stay in neutrals, at least toward the street.
Gotcha.
And most of the, you know, even like a wood blind, if they're closed, they're okay because it's a neutral brown.
Sure.
You know, if it's a stain.
Right.
White blinds are always good. Like parasols or cellular shades come in colors, but the outside color is always white.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, in some of your Genesis shades, some of your backgrounds, some of your backs are colored in those.
Okay, that was what I was going to ask, because, we've been talking about those type of shades.
Yeah, those you want to be a little delicate about where you're putting them, you know, if you've got a room that's, you know. But if it fits the exterior of your house, you're okay. Okay, if you've got a white house with gray trim, if you've got gray back blinds, you're fine because it matches the house.
Sure.
But you want to make sure all the windows have that same gray background that faces the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get away with something different in the back because you're not seeing all the windows at the same time.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, those Genesis shades, you know, they're such a popular thing right now. And that was going to be my question was, even though there's so many different variations of the front of what you can see, textures, prints, colors, and that kind of thing, were the backs just a solid cream color or, you know?
Not always. Some of them are colors. The color goes through on some.
Okay.
Well, so you just have to be careful when you're selecting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing that, you know, to keep in mind. And that's one of the great things about hiring a designer like Greg when you're doing any kind of a project is because he thinks of those things. He's been through those oopsies where you didn't realize that, in one room the blinds are green on the inside and green on the outside, and the next room they're red on the inside and red on the outside. So, Greg's been through this a few times before, so he's going to know the ins and outs and the ups and the downs of these kind of things. So lean on a professional like that. And it's not expensive to use somebody to give you this kind of advice. You know, Greg's very affordable and his services are very affordable. So it never hurts to reach out and ask a few questions and get started. So, all right, so we passed the windows. What's the next thing we should be doing?
Look at the paint color in your room. A lot of times we don't realize how dingy that color gets over the time. You know, gas heat has a tendency to yellow things a little bit. Look at your walls, look at your ceiling, look at your woodwork. You know, when it comes time to spruce up, you know, that's another thing a designer does. We're real good at helping you select a color palette.
Yes.
You know, I've just finished a job with a client here in town, and they need their paint colors picked out. So I picked out the paint color for them and then told them what color to use on the woodwork. And we did a neutral, because that way it's easy to change.
Sure.
You know. And so if they want to change their major color scheme, they don't have to worry about their walls. But we did the walls in just a nice warm beige.
Mm-hmm.
And then we backed it up to kind of a white ivory for the woodwork, but it wasn't a stark white.
Okay.
It was kind of an off-white, but it was just a tone lighter than the walls. So the walls made the house real warmer.
Mm-hmm.
They'd always had antique white walls and white woodwork.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, this really made it kind of warm and cozy, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah, and it really made a nice contrast between the woodwork and the doors and the baseboard and the walls. You know, they'd added crown molding this year and put that in, and it was a lighter color. It matched the rest of the woodwork. So then we added the new window treatment that has the rod that goes almost all the way to the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
and then the drapery panels that hang at each side of the window, but they close over the window.
Very nice.
It's a very effective treatment, very nice, very up-to-date, you know. Mm-hmm. But the paint, you know, sometimes you can do a whole thing with paint if you use the right shades, you know. And paint isn't really expensive.
No, no.
You know, and a lot of people paint themselves. So, you know, if you want to do that, that's a cool way to do it. I have an appointment in a couple of weeks. I'm going to help plan a whole house. They want gray throughout the house, mm-hmm. but they don't want the same gray on every wall.
Sure.
So, you know, I've already met with them, given some suggestions for accent colors and walls. You know, so we'll use shades of gray throughout the house so that when you walk through the house, you don't feel like you're seeing the same walls all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember as a kid, my mom, that's what she would do at least once a year. She was changing the paint color in bedrooms and family room, and I did not acquire her painting skills, so mm-hmm. I don't do a lot of paint. I help, you know, I'll be glad to help anybody, but it's probably like having a six-year-old help you paint, but, you know, it's the effort, right? It's not the quality, it's the effort. So I do the food run, and I clean the paint brushes, and I go get the drop cloth, so, you know.
Right.
I help, right?
Right. I just pick out the colors. I'm not a painter either, you know.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better that, you know, even you, the professional, know what your limits are.
Years ago, we were working on a Terre Haute show house, and somebody that worked for me looked at me and they said, "You know what? I'm really glad to see there's something you cannot do."
Yeah.
And she meant it. She really did. Yeah. And I had more paint on me than I had. I was painting the inside of a little closet. I had more paint on me than I had on the inside of the closet. And what paint I did have had runs in it and streaks, and it was awful.
See, that's me. That is so me. God, I feel a little bit better. And we've talked before about paint, and so, you know, there's different kinds, there's different, there's so many different shades and
right.
hues, and if you're the weekend warrior and you run into Lowe's or Porter Paints or any of the paint stores, you know, they're going to be able to help you pick across the paint wheel or the color wheel to make sure you've got your accents and help you with that too. But so... You mentioned grays and lots of grays.
Right.
That's the trend right now, isn't it? A lot
gray
of
grays. Is the new beige. So, yeah. And you're seeing a lot of gray in furniture and all things. One of the common things we get all the time, I have people come in and ask me, what about ceiling color?
Yeah.
Okay. Ceiling white has been a standard for years. It's usually the best thing to do. If you're in a quandary, do ceiling white. It's never wrong.
Okay.
You know. If you're real bold and you got real high ceilings, then you can go to a color or something on it, a pattern or something even, if you want. But, you know, we keep talking about this KISS principle. Keep it simple, silly,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
So simple is a white ceiling, and everybody says, well, what color white?
True.
Almost every manufacturer of paint has what they call ceiling white.
Okay, so that would be what you would choose.
Yeah.
Don't get into any of the other antique whites or eggshell or any of that.
It's really not necessary. You pay more for that mix of color. The ceiling white is usually about your best buy.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless you have a really unusual ceiling, it's going to make a big, big difference in your room. It's not worth that investment. Then you know, then we come to the walls and they go, well, what should we do on the walls? Do we want glossy? Do we want non-glossy? Do you want matte? You know, whatever finish. You know, I personally prefer an eggshell finish. And an eggshell finish is very simply not glossy, not totally matte, not totally flat. Because totally flat shows a lot of stuff.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I made that mistake once.
The eggshell has enough of a glisten to it that it kind of helps hide the imperfections in your walls. And yet, you know, you still have, you know, you still have a nice shade, nice color.
With a little bit of a shine.
And a little bit of a shine. And then in your woodwork and everything, step it up to maybe a silken, a silk look, a silk, silky texture. So it has a little harder surface to it. So if you need to wash down the woodwork, it'll wash good.
Okay, good.
You'll have a little more, you know. And then, you know, if you're in a real old house and this is a room that's used a lot, you know, family room, and you've got four kids running around and three dogs and two cats and all this stuff going on in this room, then I tell people to use enamel. You know, it's it really is the best thing for the longevity of the thing. You just have to be patient enough to let it dry because it takes a while to dry.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I'm guessing it's a little more expensive.
But it is. Yeah.
Again, we're talking about the overall investment of that project and the longevity of that. So, all right. Well, it's time for our next break. And we come back some more tips on how we should spruce up for spring. So stay tuned.
Samaritan Hospital has started the year with a very strong month of January. At last night's board session, Hospital Chief Financial Officer Tom Cook told the board the hospital saw an over $1.4 million net gain last month. That gain came from inpatient revenue. The hospital recorded over 61% occupancy in January, with 682 patients staying over 3,300 total days. A big part of the revenue increase was due to local reaction to a national flu outbreak. The large inpatient gain makes up for a loss in outpatient revenue. The outpatient visits were over 4,000 under budget last month. Vincent's police arrested an Owensville man yesterday on a battery charge following questioning at city police headquarters. Arrest records show 21-year-old Kane Jones was arrested at VPD headquarters on a single charge of sexual battery. No information about the incident has been released. And the Vincent City Council has made a final approval of additional appropriations for various city projects, including the ADA project. Compliance at City Hall, over $256,000 has been appropriated for that from the city's rainy day fund. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday Closing Farm Market Report, brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN, seedconsultants.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. As we close the book on February and move into March, the weather continues to help grains rally, led by wheat. Let's start with corn. March corn up 4, 374 and a half. May up 2 and 3 quarters, 382. July at 389 and a half, up 2 and a half. Dees corn 401 and a half, up 1 and a half. Soy meal up over 7 cents higher, helping to drive soybean prices. March beans up 7, 1045. May up 6, 1055 and a half. July up 5 and 3 quarters, 1064 and a quarter. May wheat leading the way, 18 higher at 495. April live cattle down 97 cents, 123.27. April lean hogs, 67.22, down 272. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
A 3-1 Knox County night as Reveille wins in regulation. Lincoln wins in overtime and South Knox in triple overtime. I'm Tom Lee. With the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. In a game you heard on WAOV, the Revae Patriots win at Lagodi. Class A sectional over Washington Catholic, 61-24. McCain Claycomb at 23 to lead the way for the Patriots. Vincennes Lincoln wins in overtime over the Princeton Tigers, 62-59. Four in double figures for Lincoln, led by 16 out of Spencer Corona. It was the South Knox Spartans defeating the Linton Miners in triple overtime. The final of 68-64, Brandon Fickling at 22 to lead the way for South Knox. North Knox loses in game two of the North Knox sectional, 75-57 to Eastern Green. Luke Brocksmith at 17, Parker Trumley added 11, both seniors for the Warriors. And number three, VU wins 90-71 over Lakeland College. They're now 28-1 on the year. I'm Tom Lee. Supporting the needs of the community, that's what we're doing with this community events on News Talk 1450 WAOV. People living with diabetes face many decisions in relation to their treatment and daily lives. A new support group offered by Good Samaritan Hospitals, Welch Diabetes Education Center, will help patients navigate information available to help them make the best possible choices. Meetings will be from 5 until 6 on the first Monday of every month. For more information, contact 812-885-8010. The 97.7 WAOV forecast. Now we're looking for rain in the forecast today, a high near 59. Rain again tonight, low near 53. Rain tomorrow and breezy conditions with a high near 58 on Thursday. Then turning sunny on Friday with a high of 48, 51 Saturday, 54 by Sunday. Join us right here for Knox County Today. Every weekday morning at 10, it's Knox County Today on 97.7 WAOV.
And we're back here live in the WAOV studios, 97.7 FM, AM 1450, NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company, and I'm joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture. And Greg, we're talking spring here and getting ready to spruce up the house. So,
and it's time for my secret of the day.
Oh, I always love secret of the day.
Yes. Because this isn't advertised yet.
Oh, yes.
We're going to talk about advertising later so other people can know about it. But you listeners out there are going to be the first ones to know it. I put a bedroom suit in one window today, and it's on sale. I put a dining room suit in another of the front windows today, and it's on sale. And I put a leather chair and ottoman and sofa in the other window today, and it's on sale. Now, Cher, don't ask me the prices, because the prices are so good that I won't even tell you. You're going to have to come in the store and see, because these buys are so good, you need to come look at it to see it.
Well, I'll tell listeners that if he's telling you that price, it's better than good, because when I bought my leather sofa and love seat last fall, he couldn't talk about the price on air about that either, and it was incredible, the value that I got. So if you are in the market for a bedroom, dining room, or leather sofa, ottoman, and chair, you better get on down to Regal Furniture and check it out, because when he says the prices are too good to mention,
yep,
that's not an advertising gimmick,
nope,
by any means. That, nope, is the real deal.
Nope.
So,
and we've got other things in the store marked down.
Oh.
We still might get a little bit of winter, sir. I hate to burst your bubble.
But I wore open-toe shoes today. I'm trying to bring spring around.
Okay.
I'm doing all I can.
Anyway, we've got our heaters that will heat up to 400 square feet that,
mm-hmm,
have, you know, they're electric heaters, but they have a little flame in them, and they give you that nice warm feel. We've got those marked down. They're on special. They're in the front window. And we've got some chairs on sale. We've got some accent tables on sale.
Mm-hmm.
We got some occasional tables on sale. We've got some accessories on sale in the clearance area. So you really need to come in and look around
and you know,
get there early and soon so you get the best buys.
And even adding a few little pieces like that does a lot to spruce the colors up. And
exactly.
So something as simple as that would be good too.
Exactly. You know, we got some cute pillows on sale. And
you know,
you set a toss pillows on sofa sometimes, you know, gives you a little break in the room and gives you a change. And that's something you can stick in a closet and change again, you know,
yeah.
3 months from now.
Yeah, yeah. Summer,
change to
fall,
a summer
winter.
Color.
Yeah, just kind of make that your seasonal rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you don't want to miss it. When they put stuff on clearance, it's not like leftover from 4 or 5 years ago. This is good products, great prices, very classy, neat. So you'll want to be sure. So tomorrow is when that those prices are in effect?
Actually, they're in effect this afternoon.
Oh, there you go. They're open till 5.
Becky was putting the tags on as I left.
There you
to
go.
Come
there
do
you
the
go.
Show.
So they're you're open till 5, and you're located where again?
102 North 4th Street, Vincennes. Big red awning all the way around the store. So,
so you've got some time. You
come
got
in, walk in under the awning, look at the prices, and, you know, the bedroom suit is gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. Dining room seats 10.
Ooh. Ooh. There you go. So, yeah, you've got an hour and 19 minutes to get in there today to beat the rush. So be sure and tell them that you heard about the specials.
Prices are too good to advertise.
That you heard it here on our show because we love knowing that we have loyal listeners. We know we have several. In fact, I was in to and talked with the Rays today, and they were telling me that they listen and noticed I missed last week, so they were asking about me.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, great people. Great people there at the shirt shop. So, you know, we do have fans, Greg, so thanks thanks to our fans for listening. We appreciate you. All right, so we've treated the windows. We've looked and talked about paint. What else
we've
can
given
we
them ideas about new furniture they
yes.
can come in and get a
yes.
good buy on.
Accessories as yeah. well. Yeah.
And then the other thing I want to talk about is rugs because, you know, a lot of people are going with wood floors.
Yes.
You know, and I sell rugs. And we have some great rugs that are made from recycled plastic bags.
Really?
Yeah.
And they don't look weird or anything?
No, and they don't feel like plastic either.
Yeah.
You never know it if you've and you've felt them before and you've looked at them, so you know they feel like
those are made from
like a real rug.
Those are made from plastic bags?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I would have never guessed that. Because yeah, I've touched them and walked on them and looked at them and held them and stuff. I had no clue.
Yeah, and you know the great thing about it is since they're made from recycled, the yarn's made from recycled plastic bags. Uh-huh. They get dirty, you can take them out in the driveway, hose them off, let them dry, put them back in the house.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So, you know, and you spot clean them easily with a little bit of Dawn and cold water. And, you know, they're just real practical, you know, and they aren't hugely expensive at all. I'm selling a lot of them, you know, a lot of 2x3s and 3x5s. People are putting outside their front door even because the weather won't hurt them. Because
yeah.
you can shoot them off with a power hose, so you know the rain's not gonna hurt it.
Yeah.
And you know it can look it can give you a little bit of color and punch and a pattern, you know, on your right at your front door. And kind of make people feel good when they come up the door. And,
yeah. So and those will make nice runners, I guess, probably in the entryway too, as you would come
right.
in.
Right. Because they come in like 5x7 and 7x9. That particular type of rug doesn't come in a real big rug, you
sure.
know, like a 10x14 or 12x20, and you know, the bigger rugs. The bigger rugs always are in wool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, those type of rugs aren't going to be sitting outside. You know, the bigger size like that.
Right.
So, good. So, and did you say you have rugs on special as well? You have.
We
some?
Have some. We're getting ready to put some rugs on special. They probably won't be out until maybe next week.
Okay.
But we're going to run a rug sale this spring.
Oh. There you go. So start jotting down all the ideas of what you can do in each room.
Now, not all the rugs that are on sale are the polypropylene.
Sure.
Some of them are going to be a little spot clean rug or, you know, this or that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have some good specials. So another show, we'll probably talk about those.
Oh, awesome. All right. Any other helpful tips that you have on just easy ideas for us to spruce up for spring?
One of the easiest things to do for your house is buy a new flower arrangement for the cocktail table or an end table or an entry hall table or your breakfast room table or wherever. You know, buy you something with some daisies in it. Looks springy and fresh. And, you know, if we don't have one on the floor that works for you, talk to Jane or I and we'll whip something up for you that fits your room and makes it work for you.
Oh, and their floral arrangements, if you haven't noticed, are incredible. Jane does a phenomenal job.
Jane's wonderful.
She, I don't know. She could probably take newspapers and pine cones and make it into an amazing arrangement. And I'm not joking either when I say that. She does a fantastic job. But, yeah, I mean, it's incredible what you have. And so even if it's not on the floor, we can give you an idea and y'all can whip it right up. Wow, that's
yeah. We've got a nice stock room of good silks. And the one thing that people tell us all the time, and I really appreciate it, is that, said, Greg, your silks look more real than the places that some of the things you see other places.
Sure.
And we do. We try to buy good quality silks and good quality plants so they look real.
Yeah.
You know, one time I was on vacation and the lady that was watching our house told me when she got home, she said, you didn't tell me to water the plants, but she said, I water them. She said, I was afraid they'd die. And they were all silk.
Oh, my goodness.
Fortunately, it didn't hurt the styrofoam,
well,
and the containers
there
you
were, go. Now that
were
would,
closed, so that water just evaporated.
That's funny. That would be something I would be like, oh, look, that's so pretty. I better water that for them. I don't want it to die. I don't want to be the one in trouble when they get back. So, oh, my goodness. Oh, all right. Well, we are ready for our final break. Man, today is just flying by.
I'll tell you what. You know, the days just keep going faster, and, you know, there's a lot of exciting things going on at the store, and I'm excited about spring coming, and we've got some great projects going on. We've got some great sales going on. So you really need to come see me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. When we come back from the break, we've got a couple questions even and some final tips. So stay tuned.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thank you for tuning in. Each day in the 3 o'clock hour is the 3 o'clock local, and we have lots of exciting stuff that we talk about here. Tuesdays are the Mark and Mark Show. Wednesday, it's us, the cool kids, with Ask the Designer, Greg Risley and I. Thursday, the lawyers, Jeff Cobb and Dave Rollian. And Friday, the Bow Wow Meow Hour with Laura Ariel of the Vincennes Animal Shelter. So we have had a lot of fun today. I'm glad to be back. Last week was under the weather and pretty rough, but this hour's really flown by. So
yeah.
And
goes quickly.
I have my appetite back. So what recipe do you have for us today, Greg?
Artichoke dip.
Ooh. Oh, can't go wrong with that.
This is real easy. Two 8-ounce cans of artichokes drained and roughly chopped, and 1 cup of fresh Jerusalem artichoke hearts peeled and blanched. And then 2 2.5-ounce cans of green chilies drained and roughly chopped, and 1 2.5-ounce can of pimentos drained and roughly chopped. It's really easy because all these are drained and roughly chopped.
You know, I need easy.
2 cups of mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon of red pepper, flaked salt and pepper. Just mix that all up. Put it in an oven-safe baking dish and put it in the oven. You want to preheat the oven to 350 degrees and put it in, let it heat through. And then the very last thing, sprinkle on 1 cup of grated Parmesan cheese and let it melt through. Bake until bubbly. Serve with all kinds of neat crackers.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious. It sounds pretty healthy, too. I didn't...
Really, really not too fattening. You've got basically vegetables and some mayonnaise and the Parmesan cheese. So
it could be worse.
It's probably not too bad, Cher.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
I'm trying to be a little health conscious. So.
If you put it on Melba toast instead of a cracker, you save a lot of calories that way.
True. Very true. Very true. And you can get some of those like Wheat Thins and those air cracker, you know, those puffy crackers or whatever. So, yeah, lots of options you can do with that to make it even more healthy. So,
and artichokes are real good for you.
Yes, yes, for sure, for sure. So, all right, any other? We talked about sprucing up for spring. We talked about window treatments and paint and rugs and accent pieces. And, of course, don't forget the big sale starting this afternoon right now. Now you've got an hour and 8 minutes to get there yet today to be the first in the store, but lots of great sale items there at the store. And any other helpful hints for sprucing up for spring?
Now's a good time to get a new picture for over the sofa or in your bedroom or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a way to change your room a lot, you know, for a one piece purchase, you know?
Yeah.
And it's usually can be very affordable, you know, within $200 or $300 to,
sure.
You know, if you're buying a good size picture.
Right, right. And that's what we're talking about, you know, a larger piece like that.
Right. We've got some nice giclées in. A giclée is a print that then is texturized so it looks like an oil.
But
it isn't actually an oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we've got some nice frame prints. And we do have a few oils in the store for you to peruse and look at.
Very nice, very nice. So lots of great ideas. Not overly expensive, any of them. So, but again, you know, now's the good time to start thinking about that, planning it out, and making those investments. Yep. Because like we've talked, this is all really investments. You're investing in your home.
Right.
And you want quality, and with quality comes a little bit of price, but you've got to think about the longevity of the product that you're getting as well. So it all equates out, and you're better off in the long run making that initial investment.
I work with a lot of couples that say, I can't do everything right now, but what should I do first?
Yeah.
And so if you've got a game plan to follow, then every few months you can add a few pieces and do what you need to do. And before long, your room's done. And you've got good quality. You've got a good look. It's timeless. You know, I try to keep people from going too mod and too, you know, this is kind of the thing right now. And
too trendy.
You know,
yeah. Well, that's good. And you know what I just noticed in what you said is, you know, they make a couple of phases and they have their room complete. Because when you talked about you work with couples and plan it out, I was thinking, you know, one room at a time each time and to redo the whole house. But heck, you're talking about just taking one room and phasing it into some smaller phases just to do that. Well,
so
that's even better. Yeah. I mean, that's really affordable then when you think about it.
Right. So they can work it into their budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Fantastic. All right. So, again, we're always wanting to know what you want to hear us talk about.
Oh, please.
So please
ask us.
Yes. Please send us
some
ideas.
Send us some questions or tell us what you want to hear about, or
what recipe you want to know. Are you going to host a party? You know, give us some ideas.
You want some travel tips? I'd love to travel.
Oh yeah,
so,
and you're getting ready.
I'm getting ready to go to market.
Yeah. So it'll be a lot. You'll be catching all kinds of
stuff. So I'm going to have all kinds of new stuff to tell you about. Share.
We're excited about that. I love that. So you can tell us your ideas or suggestions a couple different ways. You can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo. When you go there, you can also see all of our archive shows that we've been on. But you can send in a little form. You don't have to put your real name if you don't want to, but it does ask for your name. And then just,
or you can just put a first name.
Yeah, and just send us a topic, an idea, a challenge that you have in your home, or if you're wanting to rearrange your room and you can't figure it out, send us this little note, email us what the deal is, and Greg, I'll get it to Greg, and you know, he'll map it out, and we'll talk about it on our next show, because we want to know what's important to you and we want to talk about it. So you can do it that way. You can call or email me here at the station. My email is shareelliott@originalcompany.com. You can call Greg at the store. And the number there again is
812-886-4444.
And so let us know, because that's important to us. And that's why we're here. That's kind of how the show started, is we wanted to share some stuff that Greg had always kind of had those questions and inquiring minds wanted to know, and he'd heard them before. So getting out and sharing this kind of information was important to him, and it's been fun, but it's been a very good project for us, I think.
Yes.
And I think it's been good for the store as well. So,
and I think people have enjoyed it, because they've come in and said, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I heard this on the radio show, or that on the radio show. And you know, it we do try to be informative. If you have questions, please write in and ask.
Yeah.
I'm glad to answer them for you. I don't know that I can answer every question, but if I don't know, the next week we'll follow it up with an answer. I'll research it and find out.
Yeah. And that is one thing. Just different friends and coworkers here and different people, you know, have asked Greg different things, just kind of throw some random stuff at him, and he's great. I mean, he's able to answer, or get him an answer. And so don't be afraid. Don't be shy. I mean, he's, you know, very approachable and easygoing. So definitely send those in, or call us, because you can call us here at the station too. But we do have a couple of questions, and we have a little bit of time left here. So let's see here. The question is an ottoman supposed to be the same height as the chair?
Never.
Ooh, now see, I would have guessed yes.
No.
Why is that?
Okay, it should be shorter than the chair seat, because the calves of your legs take up extra space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got the ottoman the same height as the seat, where your knee bends, then your calf rests on that ottoman. So that raises that height up, so that the calves of your legs are higher than the seat of your chair. A seat of a chair has a pitch in it, so it leans you back. So if you pull your legs up and put them higher than your pelvis, it puts a strain on the small of your back. You know, it's like if you're laying on your back doing leg lifts. Same thing happens if your ottoman's the same height as your chair seat.
Well, goodness.
Has to be lower.
Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that? All right. Well, we are gearing up to close out for the day. So we just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and ask the designer. Dennis and
Attorney General Jeff Sessions pushing back against President Trump's claims that the nation's top law enforcement officer is mishandling the investigation into surveillance warrants by using an inspector general rather than Justice Department prosecutors.
President Trump has argued that the Obama administration used improperly obtained FISA warrants to spy on his transition team. That claim has been disputed by Democrats in Congress.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. In response to the South Florida school shooting and young adults calling for changes in how guns are acquired, Dick's Sporting Goods will no longer sell assault-type rifles or high-capacity ammo magazines and will not allow anyone under 21 to buy guns in its stores.
Our view was if the kids can be brave enough to organize like this, we can be brave enough to take these out of here.
Dick's Sporting Goods CEO Edward Stack on Good Morning America. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who